everybody.
Hi.
Sorry, we had a little technical difficulty. We're going to do this old school, where it's just me talking. There's not going to be any fun stuff going on up there. All the fun's right here. So forgive me if I'm kind of going off the computer a little bit more than normally I would be. Doing a great job showing you the screen. But I really want to thank you all for being here. That is so cool that you took the time to come into this room and hear what I have to talk about. Because I think it's pretty great, and I love talking about it, and I can talk about it to myself. So I'm really happy that there are other people on the other side of this. I actually want to start by saying my friend Christina Rutz is here from the Ann Richards School for Young Women Leaders, and that place is so amazing. And really inspires me and inspires Amy Poehler. And the girls there are so special, and they've contributed a lot to our channel. And Christina, you had everything to do with that, and it means so much to me. Thank you. Thank you so much. I just wanted to say that. Okay. So I know that I was introduced with a little bit of my resume. And I just want to start off by asking, first of all, who in this room knows who Amy Poehler is? All right, we're off to a great start. She's pretty great, right? Yeah. Did you know her middle name is Meredith? Because it is. So that's how I knew she was cool. But I want to just tell you a little bit more about what I did at Saturday Night Live, just because it's sort of, well, cool, sort of interesting, and just kind of lets you in on where Amy and I came from. When you're the head of the talent department, the job is you're in charge of getting the host on the show and the musical guest. And that's kind of the easier part. But then when they're there, it was my job to kind of befriend them as if they were a transfer student in school. And I was the one kind of saying, don't go over there. They're mean. They're nice. Sit here. Don't do that. You know. And you need that at Saturday Night Live because we all practically live there. And so even if you're a big star, you come in and you do not feel included right away. So that was kind of my job, and it reminded me a lot of those feelings that you go through when you're in middle school and early high school, you know, that kind of like you're just trying to feel your way around, and I know that that's what a lot of the hosts were feeling, and so that was part of the job, and it kind of feeds into what Amy and I are doing now, because that's a rough environment, but you're there so many hours. You're there more than you've ever been with your natural family, from your chosen family and friends, and you really bond a lot, and you get to know each other a lot. And and Amy and I were both there, like for big things like September 11th, and there was anthrax in the building, and Bono hugged her, and our dogs died. I mean, there was a lot of stuff that went on, and through all of it, we became really close, closer than we'd ever been with anybody. But one of the things that really helped us bond and become the best friends that we are today as we talked about our adolescent years. And that's something that's talked about a lot, you know, there's a lot of empowerment talk and talking about the stressful times of adolescence. But it's also a really great time where you find some strengths and some resilience in yourself. And we just really wanted to explore that, and kind of we were looking at the women we were starting to become. And we thought, how can we save some years for some of these people from going through all of the same mistakes that we did? But a lot of you raised your hands and said that you do know who Amy is, and you know her as this great, smart celebrity. But I want you to know that one of the things that we had in common was when we were younger, we didn't really fit into any one group, and nothing that seemed to make other girls feel fulfilled and like on the right track. None of that really made us feel fulfilled and on the right track. And we felt different and we felt weird. And there was nobody there telling us that that's totally fine and everybody feels a little weird or you might not feel like you have a group and all that kind of stuff. And we really just didn't know who we were. And that's a hard thing to know no matter what age you happen to be. But when you're going through adolescence and all of those times when your body's changing and your emotional life is changing, to not know who you are makes it even harder. But it's really important to know that even through those hard times, again, there's a lot of strength and a lot of resilience in those times. And if you focus on those instead of what's hard and what's going wrong, you're going to have a better time of it. And we knew that we wanted to do something that could really shine a light on that aspect, kind of shine a light on things that are great about that age, or things that help things be great in that age. And one of the other things that we really bonded about was the fact that at the time, we were getting a lot of advice. And it's a lot of the advice you can still get if you watch enough Oprah or other shows. And it's great advice. People have wonderful things to say. The only thing is sometimes you don't really know what it means. You don't really know how to apply it fully. Some examples of that are like, be yourself. Love yourself. Put yourself first. Even things like, oh, if she's that mean, you don't want to be her friend anyway. Because in that moment, you're like, no, I really want to be her friend. She's just, you know, I like her, you know. And one of the things that struck us, we were watching Oprah one day, which we did way too much. And we saw it was Wynonna Judd was on it, and she was talking about how she was going to start putting herself first. I'm going to put myself on the top of the list. I'm going to love myself. And Oprah asked her, okay, what are you doing? And she said, well, I am going and I'm getting a mani-pedi. And we both looked at each other like, what is fun about that? I mean, it feels good when they're rubbing your feet and stuff, but that's not like, woohoo, I got a mani-pedi. We had a blast. I'm going to Facebook it, tweet about it. You know, you don't get that excited. And so we decided, like, even though all that great advice is out there, what you really need are some specifics. And you need some good instructions, and you need some good guidance. And you just need some good examples of people doing stuff that you could be doing also. We also wanted to make sure that the women who watch this show, the girls and the women, I mean the women, we don't want you to forget the part of you that wanted to be an astronaut or wanted to be in the Peace Corps or a National Geographic photographer. Because sometimes as you keep going through life, those things can kind of fall by the wayside. And so we want you to watch this and feel that part of you wake up again. She's still in there, that part of you, ladies. The ladies in here, I mean, she's in there. She might have a lot of meetings or something, but she's in there, and she wants to take pictures or do something crazy. But so Amy and I decided to start this show, and we started a show called Smart Girls at the Party. We decided to kind of pool our skill sets. And I don't know if anybody's actually seen it. I know Christina probably watches it all the time. But has anybody seen Smart Girls at the Party? You're so happy that you have. I'm so happy too. That's great. Well, for those of you who haven't, I was going to show you a little clip, but I'll just tell you that what we want to do, what we decided to start doing on this show and what we do is we converse with real girls, not overachievers, not girls who stand out because of their mistakes, not girls who stand out because of their awards, but we wanted you to be able to see yourself talked to in a way that matters, in a way where you can see what it looks like to have somebody respect you and be interested in your opinions. A lot of you probably have that in your life, but some people don't, and it's nice to be reminded or to see what that looks like. Because adolescent girls are portrayed in the media, like I was saying earlier, it's very... We just felt like it was like you aren't represented well. And so we just thought, what's a better way of having them represented than just having them on? So there are no auditions. You know, it's nothing like that. We just find girls who are interested in doing things and participate in life. And we get them to come on, and we ask them what it's like. And we ask them about themselves. And we just talk about that. And we show them the respect that they deserve just for who they are right now. And one of the things that we thought was really special, too, was you hear a lot about the dangers of the Internet and a lot of the risks. And that's valid because there's some gross stuff on it. It's really gross stuff. And I don't need to say any more pages about, like, celebrity cellulite or epic wedgie fails or whatever is up there. But it's also a really great thing, and it's something that Amy and I did not have when we were growing up. And one of the really important parts of life is exploration and discovery. That's a great way to learn about yourself and to learn who you really are. And the Internet really provides that. And we hope that we're a part of that process of finding things, whether it's TED Talks or HuffPost Impact or HuffPost Teen. There's some really good things out there to watch and to be inspired by and to get good ideas from. And that's what we'd like to be a part of as well. The time that you spend learning about these things and deciding to give them a try is time that takes the charge out of feeling like fitting in is how you're going to survive. And that's why it's really important. You want to find those ways where those pressures that aren't even real, but they feel so real, you want to find ways to really take the edge off of those. And the way to do that is to find things that you like doing. And then by doing that, you find out who you really are. And when you know who you really are, you're going to have a great life, I promise. Many people can tell you that. But in this day of Pinterest boards and, gosh, what else is it besides Pinterest boards? A lot of them. But there are a lot of great quotes you'll see. I don't know if people notice that. Like on your news feed, everyone has these really lovely kind of reminders of the day. Or like, you're awesome, and nice illustrations that come with it. And one that goes around a lot is by a poet named E.E. Cummings. And it's actually a quotation of his is what we used as a basis for Smartphones at the Party because we thought it was so great. And I will read it for you now. But E.E. Cummings is a really great poet, and he's more than just a quotation that you'll see on the internet, so I highly recommend reading his poetry. But something that he said that we think is really important is, to be nobody but yourself in a world which is doing its best night and day to make you everybody else means to fight the hardest battle which any human being can fight and never stop fighting. So what does that mean? That's another one of those things. I'm like, oh, that sounds great, but what does it mean? And it means that it's worth it to be yourself. It's worth it to figure out who you are and then fight for her. Fight for her. And it's a constant battle because, well, life is easier if you fit into the cookie cutter. And a lot of people find it easier to deal with you if you fit the shape of the cookie cutter. But what we want you to do is say, no thanks. It's great if you do and you want to do that. There's nothing wrong with it. But if you don't fit in that shape, there's nothing wrong with that. And that's why we want you so much to figure out who you are. And we say on our show that you change the world by being yourself. And you do. Because every time that you're not just kind of fitting into the cookie cutter, you're a unique, original happening on this earth. And it's wonderful. But self-acceptance does have its limits. You're not allowed to just say, I'm just a mean girl. Sorry, that's just how I am. You know, that's not it. You have to actually kind of overcome the ones that aren't that great, you know. I'm just a shoplifter. It's how it is. I just, you know, no, it's not like that. You actually have to accept yourself, but be the best self you can be as well. But you also can't just be on this constant quest for self-improvement because that would kind of lead you to searching for perfection. And there is no perfect person. We all screw up. Humans have always screwed up. They're always going to screw up. But that's okay. And that's what we all need to know. So that's okay. It's part of the process. And that's why we also like showing you the girls who come on our show. They aren't the best at what they do. They're not winning awards for their pottery bowls. They aren't. Sometimes they don't even have something that you can recognize from the, like if they make art, or it might not be art that means anything to you, or that's recognizable. But they're doing something. They're participating in life, and that's what's important. Sorry, this is where I would look at the computer and show you all something. I have to skip this whole part about what I'm showing you right now. It's really great, and you'd be laughing and saying, that's so great! Oh, my God! Thank you for that clip. It's so fun. Mm-hmm. Okay, everybody. I'm going to get your attention back from the screen. Something that Amy said actually got picked up in the press, but it's another good quotation. I only have two quotations. I already said one of them, so don't worry. It's not a lot of those, but this is a good one, too. But she says that girls have to fight against a lot of the same stuff that we all do. The peer pressure and the exploitation and the bad influences. But what worries me the most is this trend that caring about something is not cool. That it's better to comment on something than to commit to it. That it's cooler to be unmotivated and indifferent on the sidelines. And our culture can kind of help us with that, the idea of being snarky. But we want to celebrate the opposite of that. And I'm so glad she said that, because I would never have been able to come up with that. She's, I'm the brains behind the brains, because she's really, really smart. But that's, again, why we applaud people for participating in things. It's so easy, and I know this, to go on a YouTube channel and like something or dislike something or say, what's that, and comment or, you know, whatever it is you want to put. But to actually be participating in things, to sign up and try them, that's really living. That's really getting out there and doing something for yourself. And one of the things that we love about all the people that come on our shows is they talk about the fact that it's not like, I just always knew I loved the piano and I just played the piano. It's never that. It's more like, oh my gosh, I've tried so many things. I thought I would do this. I thought I would do that. I've tried singing opera. I tried raising chickens. I tried doing this. And then I decided ceramics was my thing. And that's the thing we really want everybody to kind of take away, too. As you're growing up and you're trying to figure out who you are and what you want to do, you can try on a lot of different hats. And that's great. That's part of it. And even if you only do something for, like you play tennis for 6 months, it's the doing it and the seeing what you like about it and what you don't like about it. And that's important. And we think that by watching Smart Girls, you'll actually get a sense of that, we hope. We do. Our whole office is going to a glass-blowing lesson on Sunday because we were watching the show and there's a girl who does glass-blowing and we thought, why would we not go and try that too? Why would we not? And so we just think anything can inspire you and anything is that moment of being alive, but you don't have to be the best at it. I mean, I look forward to seeing what we... You should look at our website because whatever we do end up blowing. I hope it actually ends up glass by the time I'm done with it, but... But we do like to say that you don't have to commit to something so much as like, we don't want you to leave and be like, okay, I'm going to start a charity right now, or I'm going to climb Mount Everest, I'm going to start training. It's the moments of everyday life that are going to add up and help you have a richer, interesting life. And hearing that's great, right? But how? What does that mean? How do you do that? And this is one thing that Amy and I are really, really big on, and that is that we want you to learn, we still learn this, even with the lives we've had, that celebrity and fame and getting your own reality show, none of that stuff is really what's true success. Your achievements aren't your success. Just enjoying life for what it is, a series of ups and downs, the challenges, the moments of hope and happiness, all of that is what's going to make you a smart girl and keep the smart girl in you alive for the rest of your life. And what we like to say is a rich life is built on experiences. So just accumulate those. And that doesn't mean be like an experience junkie who's just constantly having to do stuff and like jump off of buildings and things like that. But it does mean just get out there. Don't go to the mall. Don't just sit and mope around like we did half the time because you know you can get out there and try some stuff. But one thing that I would encourage all of you, but mainly the students, to look at our channel and watch our shows because we want you to see how interested we really are. It's not, we're not putting on an act. We're really interested. I'm interested in you now. I'm looking at you. You were so excited earlier because you know about the show. But we're interested in you now, and we respect you for who you are right now. You'll notice that we don't ask people what they want to be when they grow up. Because that's great. You can decide. You're probably going to change your mind a lot. Who you are right now is what's cool and who we want to know. And we hope that you will feel the same way about your friends and yourself. A lot of us really do struggle with the same issues. And a lot of us struggle with the loss of selfness as we take on roles in life, as we become managers or parents or whatever it is. And it's really important to kind of just keep developing and keep discovering things that you can try and do and say yes to. That's what we like to say, is say yes. But we always also make fun of the fact that people tell us to follow your bliss. Have you heard that before? Like, follow your bliss. Just find what you want to do and do it, because then it's not even work. Have you heard that yet, or are you too young? But you hear that? Yeah, I hear that a lot. And we're always like, what? I do what I want, okay, but I don't think there's a cotton candy tasting manager job right now, you know, or you can't all raise baby pandas, you know, or stuff like that. But what you can do are these great little things in your life every day. Some of the things we do might not sound that exciting to you, but we really do. We pick up litter, and we really kind of go, oh, we made the world a little cleaner. Isn't that nice? And we think that's great, and we send each other Facebook pictures. I mean, just iPhone pictures of, like, look what I just did. I often will send Amy pictures of when I return the shopping cart. Who does that? Come on, give it up for returning the shopping cart. Woo! Okay. But, you know, it's little things like that. They're just like little moments, and you're just living in the moment, knowing that everything kind of adds up and counts. But we have other friends who, like, sing duets in the car, and they'll really, really bad songs from the 80s duets. But they'll do that, and that's not painting a picture or learning a sonata, but in his mind, in that moment, he is just being himself and being free. And so we encourage that very much. Because another thing that we like to talk about is that you don't think your way into being yourself. We probably think we do, and we sit there and think and ponder about our personalities and think about it, but you don't. You try things, you fail at things, you like doing something, you find out you don't like doing something, but you have to just keep taking that risk. And you can up the ante on those risks as you feel like it. But you don't have to jump too far ahead. But we really want to encourage people, and we think that a great way to stay smart is to learn something new every day in some capacity. One thing that a story that we like to tell people too is Amy has an antique dictionary that she keeps in her house, and she'll call me and she'll say, okay, go, and she'll do this until I say stop. And she'll stop, and that'll be our word of the day. And we have to learn it, and throughout the day we have to send each other texts using it in its, like, acceptable manner. And it's a great way to learn words that you will never use the rest of your life, but it's also just funny. And we try sometimes and decide, like, how does that apply? Like, what does it mean? Is it the universe telling us that, you know, we should buy a boat if it's some kind of maritime word? But anyway, that's just another way to kind of keep your everyday moments kind of filled with silly little things. But we want you to know that caring is cool. Caring is what's cool. Caring about something. And we hope that you will explore the world and find out exactly what it is that you want to care about. We want you to be curious about the world. And we want you to know that when you are interested in something, that makes you more interesting. And it makes your life more interesting, more importantly. So we really encourage you getting interested in things. One of our keynote speakers today is Brené Brown. Is anybody going to listen to Brené? Yeah, she's incredible. But she had this great thing that she talks about that it's almost like in this world today, having an ordinary life has come to mean like a meaningless life. Like, unless you are going to win an Oscar or sell all the records or win the awards. I keep saying that one, but I mean it because I don't have any awards. So, that's not a meaningless life. It's a real problem to think that, because the life you're living today, the fact that you're even in this room listening to this, that's wonderful. That's extraordinary. That's that you are choosing to learn something new. You want to learn about yourself. You want to learn about others. Just showing up to it the whole day is important. Anyway, sorry, y'all. This is where another slide would be, and I have to kind of go back to my place, but I know this is me. This is just how it goes. I just said that. You are here having this experience. So am I. Woo! Okay, exactly. You're just resilient. It doesn't matter if the video is not up. Anyway, you come to know yourself by interacting with the world. as a, you find the parts that fit and the parts that don't fit. And we want to give you some tangible things that you can take with you today. And that is to ask yourself really good questions along the way. Ask yourself what interests you. Ask yourself what's fun. What's fun? You know, I really want to make sure that you're not just planning everything so that you can become, I want to be a doctor, so I'm going to do all this stuff to be a doctor. I want to get into this college, I have to do all this stuff to get in that college, or I want to be on Saturday Night Live, so I have to do all this stuff. Also, you know, just remember today, what's going to be fun for you today? What is going to be something you can do with your time today and say, that was a day well spent? I mean, being here listening to me, I think that's a pretty good one. You might want to tweet that. But you do really have to just keep trying on various things. And that's just how you're going to do it. And so we hope that you'll try glass blowing or boxing or volunteering at a home for the elderly or whatever it is until you find something that you get excited to do. Never skip that because that's boring. But there's something that I really hammer home a lot, and it kind of annoys some of the women, but I'm going to keep doing it because I like it. But there's a very easy way to kind of stay alive and stay smart and remind yourself that you're not just a person who pays bills or does homework or babysits or raises children or anything like that. And what I say is to get your hair wet. Okay, what does that mean? It means get your hair wet. But here's why I say that. I go to Barton Springs or I go to Deep Eddy, and there are people having the best time of their whole lives, running around, wet, swimming, and then there's always a group of women, it's always women, who are waist deep and their hair's not wet. And they're just sweating and just trying to, don't do that, you know, and like watching the kids. And I get your hair wet. Get in that water, play around, pretend like you're a mermaid for a little while, or pretend like you're CSI and you have to go under the water and find a fingerprint. I don't care what it is. Get your hair wet. It's like, what happens? It's almost as if you say, like, my turn's over. It's their turn to have fun. It's always your turn. Have fun. You're allowed to. So I say you can leave here today and go jump into Barton Springs if you really want to do that. But do it soon. You should do it soon. Another thing that Amy and I really love this stuff, but some people don't, but I'm going to tell you about it anyway, is we don't make a big deal out of birthdays in the way of, like, we're all going to get our high heels on and we're going for Cosmos and we're going to have a big catered dinner. It's never that. What we do on our birthdays is we go to the jumpaline and jump on the trampoline, and then we go get a snow cone. And sometimes we go get pizza after that. And that's another thing that we like to remind people. Like, don't stop having fun on your birthday. Even if it's just you by yourself. Go and do silly things all day. Just do it. Because that's another place that we recognize a lot of our friends, a lot of people we know are like, no, it's my birthday, I don't care, and don't say anything. And we're like, no, you were born. You get so excited about other people, get excited about yourself. So, what are the two? Get your hair wet. Who's going to get their hair wet soon? Please. Right? So Christina. She didn't raise her hand, you guys. I think everybody needs to. Let's tweet her. Is that what you do? You tweet people? Twitter?
Yeah.
Tweet. Okay. I sound like a grandmother. Is it on the Twitter? Anyway, we know that we're swimming upstream with a lot of these messages because you can't just change an entire cultural overnight to kind of start saying, okay, we're going to stop having advertisements that make you think you need to buy stuff to be pretty and feel like you're worthwhile. That's not going to change overnight. We know that. But we hope that by coming and speaking to people like you, by putting content on the internet that you can watch easily, we hope that you get to see us being ourselves and see that being yourself really isn't that hard to do, as long as you keep practicing it. We hope that we can help show you what healthy female friendships look like. It's not like on The Real Housewives, I promise, okay? We don't wear cocktail dresses and talk bad about each other at, like, weird wedding banquet halls or whatever it is they do. We just have fun together, and one of the things I was going to show you is us having fun together and messing up while we make our shows. It's pretty funny. And sometimes I'll say stuff while the cameras are running, and Amy will just look at me and go, "What are you talking about?" You know, and it's just a blooper, and we love it, and we just let it go, and because we think it's really important that you see. There's nothing's that big of a deal, especially when it's a web show. but messing up is really no big deal. And we really hope that we are going to help introduce you to places of exploration and discovery so you can learn more about yourself. We hope that we have kind of a cyber retreat where you can feel like you belong a little bit. Because everybody does. At least in the smart girls world, everybody does. We have something on our channel that's called the Fort of Experience. Has anybody seen that yet? Fort of Experience. Woo, 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 thank you. And that's where we get little video postcards from people, from girls around the world. And they just kind of show us, like, this is where I live, and this is the food we eat, and this is my dad, and this is this. And like this one girl says, even in New Zealand, your dad's really embarrassing. And it's great. And then what we do is we go into what we call the Fort of Experience, and we all have to try something that we just learned about from that other country, whether it's a phrase or a food, which sometimes does not. We had to try Vegemite. Has anybody ever tried Vegemite from Australia? Right? I mean, it's good. I'm not like dissing it, but it's a flavor that is an impactful flavor, we could say. So what we want to do is encourage people to do that in their own home. You don't actually have to build an entire fort, even though it's so fun. And you do. Throw a sheet over a table and build your own fort of experience. And invite your friends over, invite your parents in, or just be in there by yourself. But try a new food. Try one from your heritage that you might not have ever tried. Try a word. Bring a dictionary in there and do the thing we do and stop and learn a useless word or a totally new great word. You never know. Like perfunctory. That's a really great word to learn. Perfunctory. It's fun to say it, too. But we really do want you to go and create something like that. Fort of Experience. I'm going to say it again because I want everybody to do it because it's really fun. And the other thing that I want to leave you with is, has anybody ever watched the end of one of our episodes, Smart Girls at the Party? The end. What do we do at the end, anybody?
Dance party.
That's right. We have a dance party at the end of every episode of Smart Girls at the Party. And I don't mean like Britney Spears, like getting all into it, you know, dance party. I mean like we look like scarecrows who have a bee attacking them or something like that. But the reason we do that is we think very important. And that is because you never, ever look stupid when you're having fun. You never look stupid when you're having fun. You don't. And we like to show that. And that's why we have a one-minute dance party at the end of our shows where we might look silly. And we do. I mean me. Because Amy looks pretty cute when she's dancing. But we really want you to remember that you never look stupid when you're having fun. And so we also want to encourage you to not only have your own fort of experience in your life, but have your own dance parties in your life. You probably do anyway. I mean, who doesn't like turn on the music and when they're drying their hair, do that whole act? But I mean, like, get into it. And you don't have to pretend like you're famous and on stage. Just dance for the sake of dancing. Sing along, just to sing along to any song. We really hope, I hope, and Amy approves this message. We really do hope that you will go home and really have your own one-minute dance party and let yourself feel that feeling, because it's pretty liberating and it's pretty great for a little while to forget that somebody's mad at you. It's great to forget that you're not doing your homework or anything that might be on your mind. Just let that go for a little while. It's a pretty great feeling. So we also wanted to just say, I bet you can guess what I'm about to say, man. Get your hair wet. I just really want to make sure that y'all all know that before you leave. You've got to go get your hair wet. It's a really great way to remember to keep the girl in you alive. And that's an important thing to do because she's with you your whole life. And you start taking care of her now, and the world is your oyster. So that is Smart Girls. That is our message, and I hope that you've had a great time learning a little bit about us and what we do. Thanks for being here. A lot of times people have questions. I've got 5 minutes for questions, and I know people want to know stuff about Amy, and that's okay too. So, yes. Is there a difference? I'm asking you the question. Oh, I'm sorry, yes. The question is, what's the difference between a woman and a girl? And that's a good question. And I think you actually have to, you have to answer that for yourself. Do you want there to really be a big difference? And I would just say that a woman is just a wiser version. Like, just because you've been through enough to know, for instance, like, here's an example. If you don't get invited to stuff when you're 43, you don't even have to say it doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't matter. Cause, no, it just doesn't matter. You know, you just kind of like, oh, that's you know, nothing seems like it's really at stake because you're just wise enough to know that your life is your life. But when you, do you know about the, you're going to be sorry you asked this, do you know about the prefrontal cortex of your brain? Everyone's going to want to Google this. It's pretty good stuff. The prefrontal cortex of your brain is where you kind of can see consequences of your actions. It's where you can kind of plan things out, and it's where you, your emotions can either overreact or not overreact. And it has been proven that you, that it's not fully formed till you're in your mid-20s. So all these times that everything seems like it's such a big deal, and a lot of adults are acting like it's really not a big deal. But it is to you. You're not just interpreting it that way. I mean, it is. And that's because your brain isn't fully formed. That part of your brain isn't fully formed. So I would say that could be a difference between a girl and a woman. My prefrontal cortex is a little bit more fully formed than yours. But that's it. We're still great. Any other questions? Oh, yes.
How do you find a nice medium between self-acceptance and self-improvement?
Ooh, that's such a good question. How do you find a nice medium between self-acceptance and self-improvement? Oh, I wish I had the video screen right now because I have a great little... But no, I still have it. I just have to... You just don't get to see it, which, you know, helps. But hang on, because I'm actually going to say something about that. Well... I would just say they both have their limits. Like I said, you know, self-improvement can lead you to kind of think about perfection, and self-acceptance can maybe have you settle for things that, you know, it's like when people say, I just sleep late. You don't have to be just a late sleeper. You know, you kind of can just, you decide on that kind of stuff. And self-acceptance is harder because that's warts and all. You have to kind of accept the things that you didn't do that well or wish you had done differently. And I think that, gosh, I really wish that I had that right, because I have a good answer for it, and I just have to find it, but I don't want to waste everybody's time. I would say just within the limits of both of them, you continue doing both of them. And actually, by the act of self-improvement, you actually earn some self-acceptance. So try that. Let me know how it goes. And by the way, good luck, because it's really hard to do both of those things. Any other questions? Yes?
What is your word of the day for today?
What's my word of the day for today?
Perfunctory. Yeah, perfunctory.
You know what? That's true. It's perfunctory. Can you say it? Say it. Perfunctory. Isn't it kind of fun?
Yeah.
Perfunctory. Perfunctory is about, it's kind of like, God, I could say it in a better way, except I'll use it in a sentence. That always helps, right, Ms. Rutz? He showed up at the wedding, but it seemed like a perfunctory greeting when we saw each other. Would that make sense? It's kind of, perfunctory is kind of like, yeah, you have to do it, but it's, you're not really behind it. You're more like, nice to meet you. Hi, how are you? That's like a perfunctory greeting. But I challenge everybody to go look that up. Because it's a fun, good word. One more? Anybody? Yes?
How did you and Amy become best friends?
How did me and Amy, how did we become best friends? Well, her middle name's Meredith, and my first name is Meredith, so I knew that she needed a little help. No, we became best friends just because we spent a lot of time together, and we both liked doing the same silly things, like whether it was taking a knitting class or going to the pizza restaurant and both having magazines and not even talking the whole time, just reading magazines together, but then also just being there for each other for some happy times and some hard times and some boring times, and just staying in touch with each other. Okay, if anybody else has any questions, I think I have to shut it down, but I'll be outside. And please, everybody, be smart girls. That's all we want. You'll have a great life if you are. And also, everybody should go to the Ann Richards School. Woo!